Episode 2017, A Life of Simple Faith.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's a time of reflection. A time for you to set aside those thoughts and prayers, meditation and praise, to where you can focus on the vertical relationship with your Heavenly Father, a life of simple faith. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Pastor Charles R. Swindoll said this: from the tiny birds of the air and from the fragile lilies of the field, we learn the same truth, which is so important for those who desire to live a life of simple faith. God takes care of his own. He knows our needs. He anticipates our crises. He is moved by our weaknesses. He stands ready to come to our rescue. And at just the right moment, he steps in and proves himself as our faithful Heavenly Father. Such wise words. But you know, I think we struggle in this area of faith. And some people say, oh, I got it. I read the Bible every day. I do my devotion. I go to Bible study. Even with everything that's going on, I am in community, if nothing else, online. But I've got a question for you. Have you ever complicated your faith? Putting God on alert, commanding he works within your scope of dreams and goals. I think a lot of us do it, but we never admit it. And it's not something that we need to be ashamed of. It's about being real with God. It's about having conversation with him. You know, our strength is found in our weaknesses, because God is our strength. It's not our strength. Believe it or not, I am still in Kansas. We were only supposed to be here since Monday, and it's now Sunday. And I'm thinking, yeah, plans didn't work the way I saw them. God says that to us too. He says, yeah, you're trying to move mountains. Let me move the molehills first. Then the mountain, it'll go on its own. Yeah, well, you know, we're renovating. And so between the painting, changing light bulbs, you know, just all the crazy little things, moving furniture, cleaning, scrubbing, you name it, we're happening. Well, we're moving the grand piano. And when I say we, it's my youngest, myself, and my mom. Oh my goodness, yes, prayer. And I'm thinking, do not pull your shoulder out of whack. Do not hurt your little back, but lift with all your might. And here we lifted it up because we had to put these special cups. Grand pianos weigh so much. And so we were repositioning it. And so we lifted it up, my youngest and myself. And my mom was on her hands and knees. And I said, if nothing else, just don't put your fingers under the wheel. I said, all I need you to do is slide the cup in. She's like, okay, I got this. I got this. And I stood there and I counted to three. And believe it or not, we lifted it up. And my son looked at me and I was like, that was pretty good. It's amazing that if we let God lift our life, how amazing it can be. But most of us are stuck in spilt milk, financial struggles, marital strifes, spilt paint. But in all of it, God's got you, because he is your strength when you are weak. But usually, you know what? You're getting in the way. I know I am. A life of simple faith doesn't have to be complicated by your own choosing. Talk to God. Speak to him. He wants to be in your presence. His heart is drawn towards you, but you have to be willing to give it to him. He knows your needs. What do you need from him? I know for me, right now, I'm like, Lord, I need more strength. I need more sleep so I can have more strength. But you know what's happening? I'm not getting the sleep, but I'm gaining the strength, not because I'm strong, but because he is strong. He also anticipates your struggles and troubles. He already knows when you're in that valley before you ever get there. He knows that you're going to lose your job, and he's already got a plan around the corner. But you just have got to stop getting in his way. He stands ready to come to your rescue. And at just the right moment, he steps in and proves himself as your heavenly Father. He loves you so much. Give him the opportunity to serve you just as you are to serve him. If God pays attention to the tiny birds and the lilies of the field, you can rest assured that God's got you. Never second guess that. Lean on God so he can show you who he is and how much he loves you. No, you won't get everything you ask for. I don't get everything I ask for. I may be praying for something and he may be saying no because, Christiane, I've got something better for you. God knows exactly what you need when you may be looking at really what you want. But you do need to ask. You need to be in conversation and be in search of his heart. A life of simple faith begins with everyday conversation. God's ready. Are you? Go out with a smile in your heart and joy uplifting in your eyes and show the world that you touch that God's in control. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.